I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners, welcome to your own program, A Muslim Lady, where we have been discussing so many various important issues regarding Muslim lady. I hope you have enjoyed all our discussions, and I also hope you will benefit from today's discussions. I'm Farman Ali Masumi, and with me in our studios, my wife, Radia Batul Najafi.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inshallah, we are going to discuss a very important issue again regarding Muslim lady, and that is in a Muslim society, you know, the expectations a Muslim society has from a Muslim lady. Our ladies, our Muslim ladies, they should get the confidence. They should study, they should gain knowledge about these things. They should study these beautiful riwayat and verses of the Holy Quran. Then they can get this confidence within themselves. Another expectation our Muslim society has from a Muslim lady to bring spirituality and mentally peace as being a whole society, you know? I mean, like woman can bring peace and tranquility physically, spiritually, and mentally within her family, likewise, she can bring this peace and tranquility in the society. Definitely, if she is a great mother, great daughter, great wife, then this peace and tranquility can transform from this family to the society. So our society has these kind of expectations also. But these expectations, when she can fulfill all her duties towards her family, husband, and the most important thing is towards her creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sometimes I give this example, like we have the solar system, yeah? And the sun is playing the main role because of the heat of the sun and the light of the sun and energy of the sun, you know, all the planets are just moving around. So sometimes I just think that, you know, the role of mother or a wife, a Muslim lady in a society, especially in a family, is like a sun. Like everyone needs her amazing energy and emotions, you know? And that kindness and soft-heartedness, because if she's on and she's not off, you know, she's fully present there, then everything moves very, you know, politely and with harmony.
Smoothly. And according to the order.
Otherwise, you cannot replace the place and the status of mother or a wife with any other thing. Maybe you have the best cook at your home. Maybe you have the best, you know, cleaner. Maybe you have the best teacher. But mother is mother, you know? Like mother's way of feeding children or babysitter is totally different. Like you can buy anything, but you can't buy that emotions of the mother, you know, that beautiful care and, you know, beautiful love of mother cannot be, you know, buy from anywhere. So therefore, only mother can play that role. And therefore, Islam is very, very stressing a lot that you have to be there. That is your first duty. And after that, yeah, you shouldn't waste your time if your children are grown up. For example, sometimes you don't have children. You know, Allah sometimes gives you very late. So you are in your, for example, late 20s, you married early 20s, and you don't have children. You have done your studies. So why you are just sitting? You have come. serve your society, you know, with so many conditions, definitely. But come, so but if you have a small kids, children in your home, then you have to look at your that amazing role like a sun. You know, you are the solar system, mother system. You know, you are running that amazing system by your amazing presence.
If a mother plays her role in her family, definitely we would have a peaceful society. We would not have that much criminals, crimes in the society.
Beautiful,
because,
beautiful.
Because root of all these crimes, it goes to the love and the respect, you know, the needs spiritually and psychologically they didn't get in their houses. It means their mothers, means, for example, haven't played their role as they should have played. So when we talk about the qualities, about the duties of a mother, a Muslim lady, itself, it shows that a lot of things on the society depends on this.
Exactly, 100%, absolutely. Therefore, you know, I always say, this vitamins, you know, the family needs from, especially from a mother, vitamin K, the kisses, you know, vitamin H, that hugs, vitamin R, that respect, you know, that beautiful way. So all these vitamins will remain, will become the part of the personality of children till, you know, end of their life. If they are lacking, yeah, in those vitamins, because mother wasn't present and she was so busy in society, very productive, she's the best designer. I have seen some ladies, they are best in their field. They're maybe gold medalist, but they're worse in their house, you know, like the husband is not satisfied at all. The children are saying, we don't like our mother, you know, but the media is praising her, you know, the company is praising her. So what kind of, you know, active society you are not playing your main role. So if you are not giving those vitamins to your family members, that means what? You are just giving to the society abnormal, weak, you know, children, which and those children are not independent because they're always dependent on others. They're always looking for love, for those vitamins, because they didn't get that respect, you know, from home. So they easily get deceived by a bad company. They go for drugs, as you said, or the criminals. The main reason is that they are not getting enough time, especially from mother's side, because mostly husbands and the fathers, they have quality time. Maybe, you know, duration is less, but they are there in making big decisions. But if mother is present there, then, you know, easily you can balance the absence of father because of his main duty, which is earning, you know, that Allah has, you know, given to him on his shoulder, and that he has to do it. And here I have to be present because this is my duty, and Muslim society is expecting from me.
When we speak about the quality time we spend with our kids in our family, it shows that our Muslim ladies, if they give quality time, they play their role in their families, then definitely husbands also get attracted. They pay attention more to their families, to their children, no matter how much they busy are.
Why? How? I didn't get your point.
Because the need of a man, you know, mentally, physically, and psychologically, it can be fulfilled only within the family system. No matter how busy he is, no matter how many friends he has, in the end of the day, the tranquility he needs, his mind needs, his, you know, spirit needs, it is fulfilled only within the family. That's why if a man sees that he does not get that pills, that vitamins in his home, so he tries to get all the vitamins from different ways, which can harm his family relations, which can in result harm the society. So when a Muslim lady plays her role as a mother, as a wife, in a best way in her family, so there is no need for men to get all these pills and vitamins outside of house.
So she's benefiting her husband too by fulfilling her duties.
Her whole Islamic society.
True, it's true.
So this is expectations of Muslim society from a Muslim lady. So we are going to have a short break. Please, listeners, don't go away. Stay tuned. Inshallah, we will come back soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
So, Mr. Masumi, I love to hear about the expectation which me as a Muslim lady, I have from the Muslim society too, because until now, alhamdulillah, we have discussed very, very well about all the expectation which a Muslim society has from us. Yeah. So now, because I'm the part of the society, so my needs, I really want the Muslim society to fulfill my needs, my growth, the skills which Allah has given to me to get very nicely polished. So that would be so nice if we discuss about all the amazing,
the expectations
exactly.
A Muslim lady has from a Muslim society.
Yeah, so that
because
would
as
be
we
so.
Said, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has given opportunity to play roles for women or and men equally.
Equally.
So definitely a Muslim lady has so many expectations from a Muslim lady.
Yeah. I can be an active member when I get something back, like the parents and the children, you know. If parents are training well their children, then children can respect in back, you know, give
definitely,
back to the parents. So we need, you know, from both side, you know, give and take. So that would be very, very crucial to talk about all this give and take.
And being a Muslim lady, you know the expectations you have from a Muslim society.
So far, whatever we have discussed, I think we as a Muslim ladies, we need all these reminders. Unfortunately, everything is very clear for us, but still some people are confused and I don't know why they are always thinking that, no, you know, maybe Muslim society doesn't want to see us very active in the society and maybe our opinion, it doesn't have that much value. But by knowing all those amazing models like Lady Hakima, Lady Hamida, Lady Hudaysa, and there are so many others, you know, for me, it's so easy to understand Islam and the expectations of Muslim society by looking at all these heroines of Islam, you know, like then you know that, oh, wow, such a beautiful status Islam is giving to them. That means Islam wants something very, very crucial from them. So we as a Muslim lady, if we are helping our society in a very productive way, then the society is very, very definitely satisfied by our presence in society. Yeah. So I hope our listeners, they also take so many new points and new perspective in their lives. And inshallah, if the brothers are listening to this show, they can convey all these amazing messages to their sisters and wives and mothers, you know, and students and whoever that look at the beautiful teachings of our religion. Until next time, fi amanillah.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.